Okay, here we go. Today is Daf Chav Gimel. Just today's shiur is the week's shiur, L'zecha Nishmas Yisrael of Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov. And today, specifically, is also Ben Tzion Ben Avraham, who was Nifta this week. L'zecha Nishmas. Okay. The bottom of Chav Beis Mabes. So we left off with a question. Very undaf yomi like. But Baruch Hashem, we left off with the kasha. What was the kasha? We're in the sugya of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Whether the lighting is the mitzvah, and if you say the lighting is the focus of the mitzvah, so then number one, the actual lighting has to be done behechsher by a gadol who's a chayiv in the mitzvah, and number two, all the conditions of the mitzvah have to be present at the moment that you light. That's the assumption of halakha osa mitzvah. Therefore, if I light it in a problematic place and then I move it, that's a problem. I would have to extinguish it and then relight it. That's halakha osa mitzvah. Hanacha osa mitzvah is don't worry so much about lighting it as long as you place it in the place that it's supposed to go at a certain point. That is fine. That's hadlaka and hadlaka osa mitzvah. Rashi had told us that hadlaka osa mitzvah, the last wide line on Chav Beis Mabeis, the first wide line of Chav Beis Mabeis, last word in Rashi, says, kidda ashkechad b'menorah. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, where do you know that concept from by Hanukkah? You know it by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Then in the Beis HaMikdash, it was hadlaka osa mitzvah. So, do you say that this halacha of Hilchas Hanukkah is like that halacha of Beis HaMikdash or not? We know there are a lot of parallels. The question is it parallel in this regard as well? So we ended up with a question that the Menchas Chinuch asked, that he left Betzorach here. Asked the Menchas Chinuch, there's a shita of the Rambam in Hilchas Bias HaMikdash, Perak Tes Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes, "V'chein hadlakas haneiros k'sheira bizarim." A zar, a non-kohen, is allowed to light the candles of the Beis Hamikdash. Lefichach im heitav hakohen es haneiros. Therefore, if the kohen cleans out the neiros, v'hotzion lachutz, and he brings the menorah outside, mutter lazar ladlikon. It's mutter for the zar to be madlik them. That's what the Rambam writes. Ask the Menchas Chinuch, but what do you mean? We know from this Rashi in our Gemara, hadlaka osa mitzvah. So if hadlaka osa mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to light it in the place where it's kosher to last. So if you bring the menorah outside the heichal, because a czar is not allowed to go into the heichal, if you bring it outside the heichal, you have to light it, so that's a problem. So he says, Shani Mikshesi Alzeh, for years. So that itself should be a musa for us. We should be bothered by kashas for years sometimes. As long as we have a kash, we forget about it. But Shani Mikshesi, we should, oh yeah, I have a kash there. It leaves a bitzarach here. Says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim answers that maybe, yeah. So some I suggested that, but if you look in the Rambam, it says Hotzion Lachutz. How can you suggest it's a long psila? It says Hotzion Lachutz, like the Gemara has suggested, Psilos Aruchos. So says Reb Chaim, and so other the Sharm Sarin and Balacha quote other Achronim earlier that say this as well. Maybe even within Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, there are two ways you could say it. Is the focus on the Maisa Hadlaka, which is at the moment that the lighting takes place, that's the Iker. That's the Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah by Hanukkah. But also, maybe there's a Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Sheyiyu Neiros Dolkim. You have to make sure that the candles are lit. But it's still not Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. You have to make sure the candles are lit. But if you take the second approach, then every second there's a mitzvah. Every second, you have to make sure the candles are lit. Lahalos Ner Tamid. So says Reb Chaim, maybe that's a difference by Hanukkah versus Mikdash, even if you say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. That by Hanukkah, the mitzvah is that second, and that's why that second of lighting, it has to be all the requisite, the situation has to be perfect. By She'en Kein, by Beis HaMikdash, even if the czar lights it outside, you can still take it in, because the mitzvah isn't Maisa Hadlaka, but it's She'yehei Neiros Dolkin. Okay, that's within Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Yeah, Seth. Lechora, meaning maybe does he have to hold halakha osa mitzvah for the Beis HaMikdash? I think so. I mean, that's the assumption. I don't think anybody suggests. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say anybody. I don't look around enough, but I think the assumption of the question is that he does. Right, you haven't done the mitzvah yet. You haven't done the mitzvah yet until you bring it in. Okay, Tashma, bottom line, Chav Beis Mabeis. So we're still trying to prove issue of hadlaka or hanacha. Again, we're going to have another blot today about Inyane Hanukkah. And then we'll get a little bit back to Shabbos at the end of today's daf. Bez Hashem. Tashma, Dabar Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Ashashish, I said, Dolekas Volekas Kolayam Kulo. You have a torch. Ashashish, or no, I'm sorry, Ashashish. Ashashish is more of a lantern. Right, Rashi says, Kli Gadol Shos Chuchis, Balaz, lantern. Right, you have a lantern, right, we had Erva Ba Ashashish. We had Ashashas before. Ashashas is Dolekas Volekas Kolayam Kulo. It's lit the whole Shabbos. You light it on Erev Shabbos. You lit it for, Rashi says, you lit it for the mitzvah of Chanukah, but on Erev Shabbos. But it's still lit on Motzei Shabbos. So what do? Mechabe u'madlika. You have to extinguish it on Motzei Shabbos and relight it. So if the mitzvah is hadlaka, then I understand why you have to relight it. You already lit it for Friday's candles, but you have to light it specifically for Motzei Shabbos candles. Therefore, you have to extinguish it and relight it. That's why, according to hadlaka osa mitzvah, this line of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi makes sense. Just to note, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi has a lot to say by Chanukah and by Purim. If you look by all the Megillah Daf Dalet, all the lines about Megillah that you have to read it twice, and Afi Noibos Anes, that's all Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. And also here, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. I just, Ha'ara, I thought of yesterday. Okay. Ela Iyam Ritanacha Osa Mitzvah, Mai Mechabe, Mai, I'm sorry. Iyanacha Osa Mitzvah, but if you say Hanacha, the placing is the mitzvah, Hai Mechabe Umazlika, all you have to do is extinguish and light it. Mechabe umagbia, umanicha, umadlika, mibayle. You should have to extinguish it and pick it up and put it down and relight it. If you say hanacha was a mitzvah. So therefore, what do you have to, what do you mean just to relight it? You have to do a physical action to it. Kasha. Right? So Tosfos points out on top, obvious kasha, if you say hanacha was a mitzvah, then what? Well, you have to lift it up and put it down. What do you mean? You have to lift it up and extinguish it and relight it. Just lift it up. Tosa says you're right, fundamentally, but maybe the problem is here because it was originally lit with Tzarech Shabbos. Well, guess what Rashi had said. If you originally lit it with Tzarech Shabbos, then even the Mandamar Hanachos HaMitzvah requires a new lighting. But in the Chinami, if it was lit with Tzarech Chanukah, so then maybe just Hanacha, lifting it up and putting it down, would be enough. But either way, it's a kasha on the mandam, or Hanacha is a mitzvah. V'od, another question. Since the bracha is formulated as lahadlik, not lahaniach, so then, Shema Minah, Hadlacha Osa Mitzvah, Shema Minah. That's another raya from the formulation of the bracha. The Ritva here says, Beferish, the assumption of this question is that brachos reflect the Iker Mitzvah. His lashon is, La'olam nosei ha-bracha al Iker ha-mitzvah. It's the Ritva's lashon. But again, that's the assumption of the question. And that's a big discussion, a huge discussion by Rosh Hashanah, by Maror, by Al-Achilas Maror, the Ritva, the Rosh says, because we say Al-Achilas Maror, that shows you have to have a Kazayis Maror. Because there's an Ein Achila Pachas Mi Kazayis. It's a big discussion. On the Shofar, we say Lishma Akal Shofar. Or other Rishonim say Al-Tkiyah Shofar. Does that tell us, is the Mitzvah Tkiyah, is the Mitzvah Shmiyah? It's a major assumption that a Bracha could reflect what is the Iker Mitzvah. But that is definitely what the Gemara is assuming here. Therefore, the Gemara ends off. We hold Hatzlaka Ose Mitzvah. And then if you look at the second Tosfos, Shema Minah, V'im Kein Mutla Hazek Miner Laner, as we said on the previous Amud. If you say Hatzlaka Ose Mitzvah, then that's connected to the other Machlokas, then you can light fundamentally from one candle to another candle. You're allowed to light, because Hatzlaka Ose Mitzvah. And we said yesterday that they're totally on each other, because you're doing a mitzvah in your lighting, so Madlikim Miner Laner. So even though we hold that way, Mikol Makom, Kima Chenagu Ha'olam Mahachre Ein L'Shanos HaMinog. The Minog Olam is not to. The Minog Olam, use the Shabbos, use the Shabbos. Right? We're very makpid about not lighting from candle to candle, so therefore, we are makpid not to light Madlik Menel and Air, even though fundamentally it would be able to. The Ramah here, though, points out in Tafresh Ayin Dalad, that the whole issue that fundamentally we hold Madlik Menel and Air, that's only by Iker candles. Meaning, let's say it's the first night, and you're over at my house, and my candle is lit. Fundamentally, my candle is a lot of light your candle, because both of those are mitzvah candles. But if I have five candles, one of them is the Iker mitzvah, and the other four are Hidr mitzvah, so then says the Ramah, so then for sure, even Mi'ikr Hadin, you can't light a mitzvah candle to the Hidr mitzvah candles, because those are on a somewhat lower level, because that's not Maldika Miner Liner. So the whole discussion in the Gemara, and what Tosfos says is only when you have number one candles, but when you have later candles, so then we say that this would not be true. Again, the assumption of this is also that Hidr mitzvah candles aren't incorporated and become part of the same mitzvah. Even if you want to say there's someone incorporated, you could still say this. You could still say that it's somewhat different, and you would say Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner. So Lamaisa, what Alex said asked yesterday, but anyway, we don't light it. Maker Adin says Tosfos, the first one to the Hidr mitzvah candles, Ramah says not to, but even others, the minug is not to light it. Okay, Viter. If you say Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, but if you but it might be that even if you place it right before you light it, that would be enough, because you did place it, and then when you lit it, I know, well really you could have just, that's what Tosfos asked, you could have just lifted it up and put it down. You didn't have to do the lighting.
But if it's in the right place to begin with,
right.
That understands, I understand that if you need to, you know, distinguish it on Mila, why do you have to lift it up? I mean,
if it's in the original place, so then you have to do something for tonight. You did something last night, but tonight you didn't do anything. It's just lit. So you have to do something for tonight.
So if you extinguish it and relit it, even though...
Extinguish it and relit it, you didn't do any hanacha for tonight. So therefore it's no good.
And if it wasn't lit to begin with, also you didn't do any hanacha.
So if it wasn't lit and then you lit it tonight?
Let's say regular case.
Regular case.
And you hold hanacha, it's a mitzvah.
So can you put it, if you say hanacha, it's a mitzvah, can you put it down and then light it?
No. It's in the right place right now.
After you lit it?
No, I don't care. Just regular. If the noise here on the second night, I light the candle again. Could I hold enough also?
Right, that it could be. Right, I'm not sure. I think it sounds like something more that you have to. Right, you have to be meniachit. Yeah. Right, hanat meniach l'shei mitzvah, and therefore you have to do that. It has to be hunach when all the conditions for the mitzvah are there. Continues the Gemara, Vahashta da Amrina, eighth line or so. Vahashta da Amrina halakha is the mitzvah. Once we say now that halakha is the mitzvah, hidlika cherech shota bekatan loss of a loklum. So therefore, if a person who is not chayiv in the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah lights it for me, a cherech, a shota, or a katan, a mute, a deaf mute, or a shota, somebody who is mentally incapable, bekatan, or a minor loss of a loklum, right? They can't be motzi me, right? Because halakha is a mitzvah. If you say halakha is a mitzvah, no problem. They can do the halakha. I lift it up and put it down. But if not, since we say halakha is a mitzvah, can't do it. Isha vada madlika. But an isha for sure can light. Damar Yishuv ben Levi, Nashim Chayavas ben Erchanika, Sh'afein hoyeboso anes. Women can vada light because afein hoyeboso anes. The Ritzvah here points out that women can even be motzi men in halakha's nearest Chanika. If a man's coming home late, and depending how late, but I've been asked the question, so it's probably better to do it closer to the Zman, and the woman would be mostly the man, if the man's coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning, because he's whatever. But we should try to get home on time, especially on Chanukah. But if not, the women can vada light. So the Ritva here points out, la'afuke, in contrast to Megillah. Because by Megillah, a woman can't be motzi a man, because there are many Rishonim that say that women are only chayavos in Shmias HaMegillah and not Mikra Megillah. They're chayav to hear the Megillah according to the Bahag and not to read the Megillah. So therefore, because their chayav is different, so that's why they can't be motzi men. But by Chanukah, their chayav, they're included because of Afin Ha'iba Oso Anes. They were also included in the miracle. What does that mean? Afin hoi boso anes? So it's one of the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rashi. Rashi here quotes both ideas. But if you look at the second Rashi on top, hoi boso anes, number one, shegazru yevanim al kol besulos nehanesuos lihibol latasar tchila. Number one, this is one shot that's given, and that is that women were included in the tsara. Afin hoi boso anes, they were included in the danger of Chanukah. That is one pshat. But there's another pshat given. Va'al yad isha na'ase hanes. The protagonist, one of the leaders, the one who wrought the nes, was a woman. By Chanukah, Yehudis had a major part in the Geula, and therefore, that's when you apply the principle of Afein Hoi Boso Anes. This principle comes up by three mitzvos in Shas, by Neiris Chanukah, by Dalet Kosos, and by Mikra Megillah. By all those places, women were included in the Sakana, and by all those places, women had a lot to do with the Geula. Yehudis, and Esther, and Nashim Sidkanios in Mitzrayim. So that's why that's a machlokes between the Rashbam and Rashi in a number of places. Afein hoi ba'oso anes, what exactly does it mean?
What does Rashi have to give the reason about the chief, whatever, the governor?
Right.
If the Hellenists would have won, they would also would have been affected. I mean, whatever affected the men affected the women.
In a chinami, but maybe this is specifically the physical. I mean, they use that line. Why does Rashi focus on that physical danger?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he focus on the spiritual danger like...
about.
In a chinami, but... not for that, for more of a Chanukah shir. I have an answer, but it's just going to get a little more off track. But anyway, this is the discussion of Afein hoi boso anes. Some Rishonim extend this idea to other mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam, we mentioned this in Yechaz of the Shir on Brachas Daf Chaf. Rabbeinu Tam quotes this for Lecha Mishnah. Why are women chayavos in Lecha Mishnah? Because of Afein hoi boso anes. The Ran argues. The Ran says there's a different limud to be mechayev of them, but that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. The question is, the Gemara only has it by three. Tosfos in a number of places, in Pesachim and Megillah, asks, what about Sukkah? Why don't we say they're obligated in Sukkah because of Afein Hoi Ba'oso Anes? What about matzah? What do you need? Tesvav, matzah, chametz. Say, afei noi boso anes. There are different answers given in the various Tosfos. And Tosfos in Pesachim, I think, says that afei noi boso anes only applies by mitzvos derabanan. Not by mitzvos d'araisa. By mitzvah d'araisa, if it's time-bound, it's time-bound. What can you do? Women are not going to be obligated. Mitzvah midrabanan, Zalat Kosos, Chanukah, Megillah, the rabbis are making up the mitzvahs. So they're allowed to make their own rules. If they want to be mechayev women, they can be mechayev women because of afei noi boso anes. That is one daya in Tosfos. Another daya discusses why not sukkah. I think some achronim give this answer. That maybe, what does it mean afei noi boso anes? That there was a sakana imminent at that moment, and Hashem saved them. So that's if they didn't get out of Mitzrayim in that very second. If they, Chanukah and Purim. That was an imminent danger. Sukkah, it was a general salvation every day of the Midbar, but it wasn't at a certain moment their lives were besakana, even though they were, because in the desert with 2 million people, but it's a different kind of, sakana. I think Rav Shlomo Kluger says that. I think Rav Shlomo Kluger says that in Evel HaShlomo in the Tshuva about Lechem Mishnah. But that's another idea. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, just last point on this, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and others mentioned that maybe Afei noi boso anes only applies by mitzvahs of Persume Nisa. Maybe that's why it's limited to Dalet Kosos, Mikra Megillah, and Chanukah. Because these are mitzvahs of Persume Nisa. So Afei noi boso anes, they were included in the Nes. So therefore, that's why it applies by these mitzvos, but by Pesach and by matzah and by sukkah, that's not persumei nisa mitzvos. So therefore, it wouldn't apply. Okay, remember the shiur this year we had about why the minhag in many families is for women not to light themselves and their yotzei with their husbands. Even though the Gemara says here isha bada madlika, different approaches in the achronim why that is. There's a chasam sofer here. There's a Mishnah Berurah that's a famous Mishnah Berurah quoting a Olas Shmuel, I think. I don't remember. Anybody remember? Olas Shmuel about the Ishto Kagufo, very unusual usage of Ishto Kagufo. But that's a big discussion about a married woman, whether she lights, minhag in many places not to. If she has the minhag, so then she can. It's whatever one does. Fine. Anything else I wanted to mention here? No. So let's continue. Amar Rav Sheshes. Achsonoi chayiv in Ner Chanukah. A guest is obligated in Ner Chanukah. Achsonoi, wonderful. Asks everybody, what's the Havamina? It's a mitzvah. What, Achsonoi chayiv betvillin? Achsonoi chayiv bedalad kosos? What's the Havamina then? Just because you're at somebody's house, you're not going to be chayiv in Ner Chanukah. What's the answer? Sorry? Chovas habayis, as we're going to see in a minute. According to, there are many sources that point to the fact that there's a chovas habayis for Chanukah. So maybe if you're not in your house, so then, this isn't a mitzvah shebe gufo, it's a chovas habayis, therefore it's a chovas in the house. Therefore, if somebody else is lighting, so you don't have any obligation. Chovas habayis. Amar of Zera, meresh ki abina beirav mishtatfana beprite. So Bahadi Ushbiza. So Rav Huna says, when I was a bacher and I stayed at somebody's house, I used to be mishtati pepruta. When I was a bacher in yeshiva, I used to give a penny, a dollar to my host, and it's to be yotzei Chanukah candles with his lighting. Busa didn't see itza, but once I got married, Amina hashtavadilotzarichna. So then I said, oh, I don't have to give a pruta anymore to come at zliki alay, but go beisai. My wife's lighting at my house, so therefore I don't have to give the pruta anymore. I said, why wasn't he home? You know, once he got married. So that's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, on the last wide line, Bustle didn't see me. Upa'amim! Shahayisi asanai lil mal Torah. Let's say he always was out. He says, Pa'amim, sometimes it happened that he was out. He wasn't still in yeshiva like he was when he was married. He was home most of the time. Pa'amim, sometimes he couldn't be home. But, anyway, so. Sorry, it wasn't Shana Rishon, hopefully, right. Okay. So that is the issue. What happens, Lamaisa? Lamaisa, if you're at somebody's house, is it better to light your own candle, or is it better to be mishati bepruta? So that's a machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and I saw Rav Shechter quotes the Rav and some other achronim and them. The Mishnah Brura says beferish that in Tafresh Ayin Zayin that it's better to light your own candle, even if you're at somebody's house, than to be mishati bepruta. It says ubikom akom yesh lachsanoi ner nachon yoser lahadlik ba'atzma. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that beferish, and from the Gemara it doesn't sound that way. What does the Gemara say? Rav Huna says, I used to be Mishad Befruta and my wife's lighting. Maybe why couldn't he get his own candle? So the Rav thought, though, and it's quoted here in Ikvei Hatzon, in Rav Shechter's Sefer, that it's better to be Mishad Befruta. Because what's the whole idea? It's a Chovetz HaBayis. What's giving a Pruta? Giving a Pruta is making you part of that bias. That's what giving a Pruta is. Once you're part of the bias, so then you're Yosi with his candle. But if it's not your bias, then still there might not be a Chiv. So that's what Shita Papruta does. It makes you part of the bias, and therefore you yotzi with the Bala Bias's candle. But what, you lighting your own candle? No, that's not what the Shita Papruta does. So that's what he argues. But again, he quotes the Galia Masechta, but again, it's against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says Bafeirish is better to light your own candle. Okay, let's continue. Any other mitzvahs? One. What? Mezuzah. Mezuzah, and maybe there's a question. Is that some achronim discuss? Is there, what about a bias that doesn't have a samach chiyuv and mezuzah? So is it the same rules of chiyuv mezuzah and chiyuv of ner Chanukah? If you're going to go back home? If you're going to go back home, depending when you're going to get home, you don't have to let it home. It might be, but it depends how long you're going to be there. Yeah. I mean, Berov Am Hadras Melech is, right, we had that in Brachos, where we said it's maybe better for one person to do the mitzvah. But here it's different because of all the levels of Ner Rishu Beiso was the Ikra mitzvah, but now that we say Ner Lo Kalecha Ve'echad, specifically by this mitzvah, and Mahajim and Mahajim, that's why I assume that it wouldn't apply. Maybe Berov Am Hadras Melech is the reason why we mentioned yesterday that the Rambam holds that the Bala Bais lights all the candles. You light parallel to all the people, but the Bala Bais lights all the candles. That could be because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. That could be also because Hidr Mitzvah is all connected to the main mitzvah. Okay, Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Kol Hashmanim Kulin Yafin Laner V'Shem Mezayis Ben Mufchar. All oils are good for Chanukah candles, but Shem Mezayis is the best. Why is Shem Mezayis the best? We'll see. Amar Abaye, Meirei Shav Mahadir Mar Amishcha D'Shem Shemi. Abaye says, Mar, my master used to first try to get sesame oil. Amar Hay Mashach Naratvei, that lasted longer. Kiva Neshama Alal Hadar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Once I heard that Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says olive oil is the best, Mahadir Amishcha D'Zeisa, that I got olive oil. Amar Hay Tzolul Naratvei. Because that is the clearest. That is the clearest oil. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason, that maybe because that's what the Nes happened with Shemen Zayis Zach. But either way, that's the best level of what to use for Hanukkah candles, as we know, is Shemen Zayis. Little off the track now. All oils are good for making ink. Oil was one of the ingredients in making ink. So it says all oils are good for making ink, to write a get, Rechman al Islan, to write a Sefer Torah, to write a mezuzah. B'shem Ezayis ben Amufcher, B'shem Ezayis is the best. Ibai lahu, legabel ola ashen. Which stage? So Rashi here explains the mitzias. How did they used to make ink? They used to take a glass vessel, and they used to smear it with, Rashi here explains, where's the Rashi? On top. He says, Kliz chuchas ba'ashan shemen shemashin, kliz chuchas ba'ashan shemen zayis ad shemashchir. V'gorash achurus v'osim ba'shemen kima u'magabal v'omiyabsha. They used to burn oil, shemen zayis, in order to create smoke, to be ma'ashin, to smoke a glass vessel. Then, after that finish, they used to scrape off the soot that formed on the glass vessel, and they used to mix that soot with olive oil to create a little mush and put that into the ink. So that's what happens. So they ask the Gemara, which stage are we talking about that Shemen Zayis is good? For the original burning stage, the smoking stage, or is it the kneading, with a K, the kneading stage afterwards? Legabel, the kneading stage, or la'ashen, or the smoking stage, which is the earlier stage. Tashma, the Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Zocher, call us one of Yafin L'diyov, Shemen Zayis one of Mufchar, bein legabel, bein la'ashen, either one, kneading or smoking. Rav Shmuel Bar Zocher, Masni Hachi. That's his formulation. All smokers are good for dio. Smokers meaning at that stage, using the oil for the smoking. This is a different ingredient. Sraf, Machlokas Rashi tells us exactly what it is. Usually sraf means sap from a tree. That's what Tosfos says here. Rashi gives another pshat. All types of sraf are good ingredients for ink, but sraf ketaf is best of all. Fine. If you light Neiros Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, right? This is the Birchas HaMitzvah. Haroa Neiros Chanukah Tzorach Levarich. Wow! Not only if you light the candles, if you see Neiros Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. Right? Tosas in Sukkah asks. We discussed this on Chanukah. Why Dafka here? If you see matzah, you don't have to make a Birchas Haroa. If you see a lulav, you don't have to make a Birchas Haroa. Why by Chanukah? Right? What difference? So Tosas, one of the answers was, if you remember, Chavivus Hanes. There's something special about Neiros Chanukah. There's something precious about Neiros Chanukah. We're going to have Tosas in a couple of blot, in about 15 blot, that says maybe there's a different type of Huxalum Mitzvaso by Neiros Chanukah because of Chavivus Hanes. There's something special about it. Amar of Yehuda, Yom Rishon Haro Mavarech Bezu Madlik Mavarech Gimel. The first day, the Roe, one who sees Neiros Chanukah, Mavarech Bez. Did I skip anything? No, I didn't skip yet. Haroa. Oh, I'm up to the Rashi now. Okay. Haroa. I'm going to get back to the Roa Rashi in a minute. Hayomer Ishan Roa Mavarach Bezu Madlik Mavarach Gimel. The first day, the Roa makes two, and the Madlik makes three. Meaning, and the Roa, the one who just sees Neiris Chanukah, doesn't light, leaves out the first one. Because the Havlik is the Bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. Mikan Ve'elach, after the first night, Madlik Mavarach Shtayim, the Madlik makes two, leaving out Shechianu. V'roa Mavarach Achas, the V'roa only makes Sha'asa Nisim. Mai Mamai Mamai Tzvan, what does he leave out? He leaves out Shechianu. V'nima Neis, why don't you leave out Sha'asa Nisim also? Neis Kol Yom Me'isei. No, every day, the Neis continued. Like the Taz, that's why the Neis, the oil burned 8 days. So that's why you make the bracha each of Sha'asa Nisim each day. My mavarach what bracha? Mavarach Hashem Kodeshanu Zav Zivanu Halei Nesh Chanukah. And on the side it adds in the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim and Shehechi Yanu. Fine. The Ritva here points out, which is quoted in the Ramah as well, Halacha L'Maisa, all three brachas should be said before you start lighting. Delo, he says, not like other shitas, which is a shita of some achronim, and that is that Sha'asa Nisim is more of a birchas shevach v'hodah. It's a more of a reaction. Brachas. That's why some have the minog to say lahadlik, light the first one, and then say the other brachas, and then light the rest on nights where there's more than one. But the Ramah says, like this Ritva on this Gemara, that all brachas should be said before lighting the first candle. There's an important Rashi here in Haroeh. Haroeh, about 10 lines down, Rashi says, what do you mean a brachas Haroeh? Ha'over bashuk v'roa ba'echad b'chatzei rizdolik. You're going by and you see one of the candles is lit. Umasasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Shamar b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rashi quoting one of his Rabbeim. Dilo, who's going to go brachasu? Who has to say a brachas haroeh? Rashi says two types of people. They're both very important. Elo mishalo hidlik bebeso adayin. Only for somebody who hasn't lit in his house yet. That word adayin is crucial. What do you mean yet? What does it sound like from Rashi? Rashi sounds like from Rashi that even if you're going to light later in your house, if you haven't lit yet, you can make the bracha. That's a major machlokas Rishonim. Maybe the brachas haroeh is only by somebody who's not going to light that night. Sounds like from Rashi that even if you're going to light that night, if you haven't lit yet, then you still make the brachas haroeh. That's why they say from the Brisker Rav, when he used to go home from shul on Chanukah night, he used to go home with blinders like this because he didn't want to see any Chanukah candles. He didn't want to have to be in a suffix of a brachas haroeh. Even though Bizman said we don't really make the brachas haroeh, but he wanted to be machmir. And the second part of Rashi is also important. Oh, what's another example of a brachas haroeh? Liyoshev besvina. Somebody who's sitting on a boat. What do you mean somebody sitting on a boat? Somebody sitting on a cruise, he doesn't have to make a light Chanukah candles. What do you mean Yoshev besvina? So there's a diak there. See, Pesach Frank has the Megray Kodesh based on this Rashi. That chovas habayis. If you're on a cruise, if you don't have a bayis, you're not mechuyev in Ner Chanukah. Let's say somebody goes camping on Chanukah. Right, Eretz Yisrael, they all have off the week of Chanukah. Let's say you go camping. A maker adin. You might not have to light Chanukah candles according to this Rashi. We're machmir. B'nai Yisrael are machmirim in general. We always try to light Chanukah candles. But you might not have to light because you don't have a bias. Right? It's a chovas habayis. That's why the Achronim talk about what about lighting at a big Chanukah party in a public place. Is it appropriate to light with a bracha? There's no bias there. You're going to light when you get home. So is it really appropriate? But they say this Rashi is important because it's Yoshev B'Svina is Pater. Yoshev B'Svina is Pater. So light on the Svina. The answer is no. Maybe it's not a din. It's a din and bias, and that wouldn't work. Sorry? Why? Well, we're talking about making the bracha there. Are you allowed to make lighting a menorah in a public place without a bracha? Do whatever you want. Pursue me nisa. But yeah, you can relight again. No, once you say a bracha that mitzvah, you can't say it again. You can't say it again. If you light in shul, that's a separate issue. Lighting in shul is an old minhag of lighting based on Knesset, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you even make a bracha on that, which is a mystery, because usually the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, there's no bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, there's no bracha on many, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, dafka here, that you do it with a bracha. Right, but that shul is different. That's a shul of the din of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses parallel to the lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. No berachas haroeh l'chora there. Right.
So the
bracha for the Yoshev B'Svina, right. On the roa, you can see, even if you're on the svina, you can have the bracha on the roa because you can see, you can make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. The Hechativanu, last two words of the skinny lines. Where are we mitzuveh? Right, we just said on Chanukah you say Asher Kedushanu Zos V'Tzivanu. We're mitzuveh? Nowhere in the Torah does it say to light Chanukah candles. The Hechativanu. In other words, where do you know that you make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan? That's really what the Gemara is asking. For Babi Amar Milos Asur. It says in the Torah, Losa, sir, you shall not turn from anything the rabbis say. So once the rabbis say that you have to do this bracha, this mitzvah midrabanan, then you can even make a bracha. Reb Nechemya Omer, Sha'el Abicha V'Yageicha V'Kenecha V'Yomulach. Pasuk in Devarim also, ask your father V'Yageicha and he'll tell you V'Kenecha V'Yomulach. Right, so you have to listen to also a reference to the Rabbanan. So that's the makar that you make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan. Well, Sasser is a huge, huge, huge topic. Menachem discussed this in Brachas Yutes, right, about whether it's whether Lo Sasser includes all Averis Midrabanan. According to the Rambam, it sounds like whenever we listen to the Rabbanan, we're also filling a Daraisa of Lo Sasser. How is that possible if we have concepts of differences between Darabanan and Daraisas? Savik Darabanan Lakula, Savik Daraisa Lachumra. Okay, that's not for now, but that's this big issue of Lo Sasser. So Masav Rav Amram has a kasha, Hadamai, what did we just say? That you make a bracha on mitzvahs midrabanan. So says Rav Amram, Hadamai, what's Demai? Demai is produce that you're not sure if the person you bought it from took off Maaser Rishon and took off other hafrashos that he has to take off. He took off Shuma Gadola, because we know everybody's scared of Shuma Gadola, what you give to the Kohen, because if you eat Shuma Gadola, you chayiv Misa. So we know that Amma Arts is scared of that. But all the other Shumas, Maaser Rishon, which you give to the Levi, Shumas Maaser, which is in Maaser Rishon, which is also has the din of Shuma Gadola, we're not sure if he take off Maaser Sheni. So we don't know if he took off all these Shumas and took off all these Maasers. That's Demai. Da Mai. Da, this, Mai, what is it? So the halacha is that you have to be mafresh. We're not sure. So the Rabbanan said you have to be mafresh, midrabanan, from this stuff. So demai ma'arvinbo, you're allowed to use, because demai is only a suffix, whether you took it off or not, ma'arvinbo, you could use it to make your eriv. Rashi says either an eriv chatzeros within a courtyard or an eriv tchumin to extend your distance on Shabbos. Umishtathinbo, you can make a sheet of mavos, right? You could make, we spoke about the alleyways, that all the chatzers in the alleyways could combine, like all the houses in the chatzer could combine. Umivarchin alav, and you could make a bracha on it, on the side, and Rashi here explains, this refers to bircha, bracha rishona. You could bench on it, you could be, not only brachas rishona, it means you could bench on it, you could be mezamin on it. Of course you have to make a bracha rishona, because also lenas walama zebelo bracha. Right, that's what, if you remember, that's what the Ravid shita was. The Ravid said that you always have to make a bracha rishona. The Rambam had a very extreme shita. He said, but you don't make a bracha, nachalos asuros. That was the Rambam shita. I mean, let's say he's eating treif, but he feels that he wants to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, says the Rambam, because that's inappropriate. But anyway, so mevarchan alav, umezamnin alav, and you could use it for zimun, umafrishin oso arum. That's the key line for us. Demai, you could be mafresh it naked. That means you don't have to make a bracha when you do the hafrasha. That's what the emphasis is of Arum. Ubein Ashmashes, and you can be mafrej Ubein Ashmashes Erev Shabbos. So he asks the Gemara. The Yamrit called me the Rabbanan Boi Bracha. If we just said that by all Mrs. Drabanan, you have to make a Bracha. So Hacha Ki Kai Arum Hechi Mevarech. So therefore, why does it say that you're allowed to be mafresh Demai naked? That's a mitzvah me Drabanan. And yet you should have to make a Bracha. Bahabi Nevahai Mavnacha Kadosh Balaka. You can make a Bracha when you're naked. So therefore, what's going on here? So Amar Abaya. What's the answer? Vada dizavrayim boi bracha, savik dizavrayim lo boi bracha. The answer is, only by a vadai midrabanan. By a certain mitzvah. The rabbanan say, do ner chanukah. Wash the tilos yadayim. Do this, do that. Mikra megillah. So then you make a bracha. But demai is only a suffix. We're not sure if the Amma Aretz took off Maestro, so therefore do it. That's a suffix midrabanan. By a suffix, if we're not sure, then you do the mitzvah, but there's no bracha. What? The bracha isn't ma'akir, that's true. But no, because the Bryce's lashon is mafrish and oso arum, which sounds like a lechatchila. It doesn't sound like it's okay, but it sounds like there's no problem with this at all. That's why that's the problem. You're right, but in general, the bracha is not ma'akir. Ha yantav sheni, the savik debrayim ubay bracha. Aye, what about yantav sheni? The second day of Pesach. Right, that's based on a safek, originally, now it's minhag avasinu biyadeinu. It's based on a safek, and you do make a bracha. So the Gemara answers, no, hasam ki echad lezilzule bei. No, the reason we make a bracha on Yantav Sheini, because if you don't make a bracha, you're mezalzel in the mitzvah. And this is something that we find by Sviras HaOmer. Point of the staff, Sviras HaOmer. What happens? Somebody misses a day. So what happens? I lost it already, I'm not counting anymore. Rabosai, the mitzvah is the counting. Forget the bracha. So, but the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah daraisa. That you count, hayom yom, that's the mitzvah. The bracha is extra, but for some reason, once people aren't counted with a bracha anymore, they're mezazel in it. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The reason we make a bracha on Yatzav Sheni is because if you don't make a bracha, people are just not going to take it seriously. And that's why I saw in the Sharam Sharan Bahalacha, there's some Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov that say that because Rov Rishonim say every night is a separate mitzvah, and people wouldn't take it seriously, they allow them to continue with the bracha, even though they forgot a night. We don't pass in this way. But the Sharam Sharan Bahalacha quotes some Talmidim Habesh that allow that because of this crash. And it's so true. It's so true. We forget it, so we don't count anymore. We have to remember that the counting is the mitzvah. The bracha is secondary. Rava Amar, a second answer. What's the difference between Zmai and Yadav Sheni? Rav Amei Haaretz Maaser Nehem. Rav Amei Haaretz take off Meiser anyways. Therefore, it's only a miut. It's not even a suffix. That's why there's no bracha. Fine. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. If you have a courtyard with two doors, you have to light two neiros Chanukah because you're worried that we're going to see in a minute that people are going to see one. They're going to say, oh, you didn't light here. You must not have lit there. So therefore, you have to light because of the issue of chshad. That's only if the doors are on two sides of the house. But if they're on one side, so then you don't have to light in both. My time up. Why not? If the issue is chshad, that you're worried about what people are going to think, chshad adaman. Who are you worried about? If you're worried about chshad of people from outside your city, so then even if you have two doors on the same side, maybe people will think that two people live in this house. And people, different people own the doors. So you should have to light in both doors. If it's the chshad of people in your city, so then even if it's on a different side, you shouldn't have to light, because everybody knows you have a door on that side. So if they don't see it yet, they'll say, oh, you lit on the other side. So what are we talking about? So the olam chshim chshad of the bnei masa, really we're talking about chshad of the people of your city. Sometimes they'll only see one, they won't look, go to check. And they'll say, hey, you didn't light here, it must be you didn't light there. So therefore you have to light in both. This is the issue of chshad. Similar concept to maris ayin, but Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that what's the difference between maris ayin and chshad? Maris ayin means people are going to see you do something, and therefore they're going to think it's mutter. Hey, he's doing that? I didn't know that place was kosher. I'm going to go into the Roy Rogers. Right? So that's maris ayin. Chshad is different. Chshad is people are going to think you're doing an aveira, and they're going to think badly of you. That's a different. That's chshad versus maris ayin. And we have to, it's my responsibility to be down with kavschus. But it's your responsibility to act in a way that makes it easy for me to be down with kavschus. But we each have our responsibilities. But that's the issue of chshad.
It seems like chshad is you didn't do something, maris ayin is if you do something.
Oh, we're going to get to that in 1 minute. Let's continue right now. Very good. Uminat timer the chashin of chshad. How do you know that we're worried about chshad? Ditanya, because we learned in a brisa, Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, "Bishvil arba dvarim Amr Torah niach peyabasof sadehu." There are four reasons why you have to leave peya. Peya is leaving over the corner of your field for the poor people. The second mesechta in Shas is peya. Got to remember that. It says right after brachas. So it says says Rav Shimon. There are four reasons why peya has to be left at the corner of your field and not in the middle of your field. Four reasons. Mipnei gezel aniyim. Number one, because we're going to explain each one. Mnei gezlaniim, stealing, mnei bitalaniim, wasting their time, mnei chshad, mnei mishum bal tichale. That you shouldn't cut down you should leave the corner of your field. So let's explain each one. Mnei gezlaniim, shal yira balabai shal panuya. Why? Because if you don't leave it at the corner of your field, there's a chance that you're going to steal from the aniim. Because the balabais will wait to see that nobody's at his field for a minute. Your mother crowbar ani harizah peya. He'll call up his relative and say, "Hey, you know what? I want to give peya right now. So why don't you come over and take my peya?" So that's why we don't let him do that. We don't make him put it at the corner of his field so that aniim will know exactly when it's coming and they'll be the first to pounce. Omeb day bitzel aniim. And number two is because of bitzel aniim. Shlo yihu aniim yoshvinu mishamrin. Achsham aniyach balabais peya. Because if you leave it in the middle of the field, the aniim are just going to be sitting there all day wondering, when is he leaving peya? When is he leaving peya? That's why you have to leave it at the corner, so they'll always know. Ubebechshad, and also because of chshad, shlo you over mishavin, omrin tavo me'ir la'adam, shlo yaniach peya besadeyo. So people don't walk by your field and give you a curse because you don't leave peya. So everybody will know you leave it at the corner of your field. Umishim bal techale, and also because you shouldn't violate the isser of not leaving peya. That's bal techale. So Gemara says, one second. Atukulah mishim bal techale ninu. What do you mean? All these are about the mitzvah of leaving peya. What do you mean? Because you shouldn't violate the isra of not leaving peya. So Amar Rava, you're right. A fourth reason is epnei haramoin, because of the tricksters who say they left peya and they didn't really leave peya. So we make it out in the open. Four reasons why you have to leave peya. But you see, this brisa talks about the issue of chshad. So says the Gemara, where do you know the issue of chshad from? By Ner Chanukah, you know it from peya. Asks some of the achronim, the nimuke grib in the back of the Gemara, asks, similar to Josh's question, there are plenty of instances of chshad, right? The Mishnah in Shkalim says that the Kohen who goes to take the Shkalim out for the Trumas HaLishka can't have cuffs or pockets on his clothing, because we're worried that people are going to think that he hid stuff in there, right? The Brachas Dav Gimel, you can't go into a churva because of chshad, to a broken down. So why Davka? This is the case that teaches you chshad? So answers the Gemara, by all the other cases of chshad, we say you're not allowed to do something because of chshad. You can't walk into the churva. You can't go in with pockets. You can't do something. That's a general issue of chshad. But all of a sudden, by Ner Chanukah, what are we saying? We're going to make you do something because of chshad. You have to light in the extra doorway. That's a new idea of chshad. You have to go out of your way, b'kum va'aseh, to prevent people from thinking. Where do you know that type of chshad from? Oh, you know that from peya. We make you do it at the corner of your field so people don't think otherwise. That's exactly what you said, that this is a different type of chshad where we're making you do something, we're not just preventing you from doing something. Okay, but that is the issue of chshad. Again, Yahadus doesn't say, it's not their business, I could do what I want. We don't have that attitude. We have a concept that we say in benching, v'nimsachein v'seichel tov, b'nei elokim v'adam. It's our job to look good in front of people too. Right? We don't believe in that, maybe other religions believe that I could do what I could do, and they, you know, who cares about them? We believe that, no, that it's my responsibility to act properly and not do things that look like I'm doing something wrong or that can mislead people.
By Sota, she didn't do anything, but she just
Sota, she did something wrong. She secluded herself with a man, and she had yichud. That is wrong. We don't know if something more happens. We are choshed, and therefore there are certain halachos. But that's fine. I mean, that's she did A, which is wrong. She was warned not to have seclusion with this man, and she did. So that's all we know so far. So we have to figure out. We're going to figure out if she did more. That's why there's a process in the Torah to figure it out.
We are
choshed. I mean, that's a metzias. She violated chshad. So once we're choshed, there's a halacha that we have to act based on that. If we, somebody that runs into a house with a knife and comes out with it bloody, and Shimon's dead in the house, we're choshed, right? It's evidence. But you have to, that's why you have a court system to figure out if there's more than chshad, if it's not just circumstantial. Okay, two dots. Amar Av Yitzchak Bar Adifa, Amar Av Huna. If you have a bowl of oil with two wicks in it, so then it can count for two different people. Let's say you filled a bowl with oil and you put 20 different wicks in it. If you put a kind of mechitza in it so that each wick is separate, then fine, it can count for many different people. But if not, and all the wicks are kind of together, then all the flames are going to touch. It's going to be like a medura, and nobody's yotzei, not even one, because for Hanukkah candles, you have to use a ner. You can't use a medura, you have to use one candle, one wick per candle. Amar Rava, pshitali ner beso v'ner Hanukkah, ner beso adem yishim shalom beso. Right, famous Gemara. Right, if the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, if you have money only for one candle, Ner Chanukah or Ner Beso. Rashi says, what does Ner Beso mean? Shabbos candles. So Shabbos candle wins because of Shalom Bayis. If you look in the Rambam, there's a interesting. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Chanukah, not in Hilchas Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it in both. If you look in the Rambam, it sounds like, and this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a letter at the end of the Sefer Radiance of Shabbos. Radiance of Shabbos is one of the beautiful art school svarim on the Assays of Shabbos. So Rav Moshe has a letter in the back there that points out that the Rambam quotes this only in Hilchas Chanukah. It sounds like Ner Beso, according to the Rambam, just means the candle in the house. Not doing the mitzvah. All week. We're machmer for Shalom Bayis even during the week. Right? Shalom Bayis is not only on Shabbos. But says the Gemara, Ner Beso also always wins because of Shalom Bayis. Ner Beso b'Kiddush Hayom. What about the candle in the house and Kiddush? What wins? Ner Beso adav yishim Shalom Beso. Again, Ner Beso wins because of Shalom Bayis. Aye, what about Kiddush being Daraisa and Ner Beso being Darabanan? A mitzvah Daraisa? Knocked out. So, some achronim say, oh, you can be Yosei with bread. Be Yosei Kiddush with bread. But the word doesn't say that. Or maybe you're Yotzei B'Tfilah. Maybe Yotzei Daraisa Kiddush B'Tfilah, which we've discussed in the past. Can you be Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa B'Tfilah? But there's I didn't see anybody point it out, but there's a ritva in Megillah on Daf Gimel. The Gemara there says, Mevatzlin Talmud Torah Va'avoda, Mebnei Mikra Megillah. There is an opinion in the ritva there that says, Mevatlin, even if you're never going to do it, because Persume Nisa Durabanan beats out a Mitzvah Daraisa. That's what the ritva says there. And he argues on it, but that's a Deya. So that could be here. Could be here too. Maybe if you say that it's, actually, this isn't Persume Nisa, but it's a concept that some other factor, like Shalom Bayis, might beat out a Mitzvah Daraisa. But the Ritva here does not quote that opinion. By Rava, so what do we say? Ner Beso beats out Kiddush, Ner beats out Ner Chanukah. So what about the other two? Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom Mahu. What wins out, Ner Chanukah or Kiddush? Kiddush Hayom Adif Tadir, if you only have money for one. Does Kiddush Hayom win out because that's Tadir? That's more often. O Dilma, Ner Chanukah Adif Yishim Persume Nisa. Or Ner Chanukah is Adif because of Persume Nisa. But the Yibayah Hadar Pashto, Ner Chanukah Adif Yishim Persume Nisa. So we end up saying Ner Chanukah wins because of Persume Nisa. Tosus on top also points out, so if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, so then the Chanukah Haftorah wins out, and not the Rosh Chodesh one, even though Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, because of this concept of Persume Nisa. And also because the Haftorah is always linked to the Maftir. Then Tosas says, so why is Chanukah the Maftir? Why don't you switch it? Anyway, Tosas discusses it. Amar Afuna, Haraga b'ner havin lei bonin tamid chachamim. If a person is rugil in ner, what does ner mean? Rashi here says it's Chanukah and Shabbos. If you're rugil b'ner, you're going to have children that are tamid chachamim. Hazar b'mezuzah, zochel adir na'ah. If you are in the midst of mezuzah, you're going to have a beautiful house. Hazar b'tzitzes, zochel talis na'ah. Tzitzes, you'll be zochel to have a beautiful garment. Hazar b'kiddush hayom, zochel mali garve yayin. If you're in kiddush, you could be zochel to have lots of wine. So all three fit, right? If you do the mitzvah, if you do a mitzvah with an object, you're going to be zochel to have a beautiful object. What about the first one? If you're rogel in ner, you're going to be zochel to have banan tamid chachamim. That's the only one that seems to be not parallel. So unless you say that ner Chanukah symbolizes, Rashi says ki ner mitzvah b'torah, or ner symbolizes Torah, that's why you're going to have children who are tamid chachamim. Rav Huna avi rogel avi chol avtoni epischa de Rabbi Avin nagra. Rav Huna always used to hang out by the door of Rabbi Avin the carpenter. He saw that he was careful about the mitzvah of Neiros. Omar. So Rav Huna said, Trey Gavri Rabbi be Nafik Mihacha. You're going to have two great rabbis for sons. Nafki Minayhu, Rabbi Idi Baravin, Rabbi Chiya Baravin. Right, so that's what he knew, that he would have two Tamei Chachamim, because he was Zahar in there. Rav Chizda, V'Rogel Davi Chol Avadoni, Episcopal Debe Nasha, Debe Shizvi. Rav Chizda was Rogel to hang out at the doorway of either the father or the father-in-law. Rashi quotes two opinions of Rav Shizvi. He saw that he was Rogil in candles. Amar Gavra Rabba Nafak Mihacha. You're going to have somebody great. Nafak Mihna Rav Shizvi. So he had a son or a son-in-law of Rav Shizvi. Again, he knew because he was Rogil in the candles. The base of Rav Yosef, Avim Achra Malekasla, the wife of Rav Yosef, sometimes used to light late on Erev Shabbos. Amar Lord Rav Yosef, Tanya, how could you light late? Listen to how he gives mustard. He doesn't just scream at her, you're lighting so late! What is he quoting? What's the Drush's Chazal? Lo yamish amud ha'anan yom amud ha'ish layla. Right, what does that mean? Malamish amud ha'anan mashlam amud ha'ish, amud ha'ish mashlam amud ha'anan. Right, Rashi quotes ala Torah, that the cloud came out before the Eish went away in the morning, and the Eish came out in the desert before the cloud went away. So you see, you have to light a little earlier in the day. That's how he told her to light a little earlier. So Sabalak Dumasha, so she wanted to light very early. Armala Husaba Tanino Bachelo Yaktum Loyakir. You can't light too early, right? Shabbos candles have to be not too late, not too early, right? The earliest time to light Shabbos candles is Plag Hamincha, which is very important in these summer months when the husband sometimes davens early, sometimes that's before Plag. If you really don't get a plag minion, it's before a plag. So even though a woman is accustomed to lighting candles right when the husband goes to shul, you got to make sure that you don't light before a plag. If a woman lights before a plag, it's a brachel of atala. She has to extinguish the candles and light again. So you got to make sure that the women don't light before a plag. One more minute. Ama Rava, Derachim Rabbanan, Havilei Banim Rabbanan. If you love rabbis, you'll have children that are rabbis. Demoker Rabbanan, Havilei Chasnavasa Rabbanan. If you give covet to rabbis, you're going to have sons-in-law that are rabbis. Dedochome Rabbanan, Hu Gufei Havisuri Rabbanan. If you fear rabbis, you yourself are going to become a Talmud Chacham. V'yilaber Hachihu, but what if you're just a big Amaretz, and you can't become a Talmud Chacham. But you are, right? Rashi says, ain't no rugged asak batorah. I shouldn't say you're a real, I should take that back. You ain't no rugged asak batorah, right? You just don't have you can't. You don't have the upbringing, you don't have the background. So then, still, Meshaman Milik Tirami Rabbanan. People are going to listen to you just as much as they listen to the Mirachamim. You're going to be just as respected. Okay? This finishes this part of the Hanukkah discussion. We're going to get a little bit back to it tomorrow, but we'll stop here for now. Today's shiur was Lozecha Neshvat Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov. That's the week's shiurim. And today also, somebody who was nifter this week, Ben Sion Ben Avraham.